From Spark and Anvil and Numberverse, this is Skip in Chapter 1 of the Numberverse cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Skip grew up as a shepherd. This was, in the kingdom, an unusual path. Most academy children hailed from bustling towns. Their parents were often shopkeepers, scribes, or artisans. Most academy faculty had roots in counting houses or workshop families. Skip, however, spent her childhood in the wide, open hill pasture, 10 miles east of the small village of Tally. Her family's flock numbered 342 sheep. Even today, she cannot recall a time when she did not count sheep. The task of tallying the flock fell to the first family member awake each morning. From the time Skip was 6, that was always Skip. The family tradition dictated counting the sheep in the pre-dawn dark. This was before they left the night pen, before they scattered across the pasture. When they were still bunched together, the count could be accurate. 342 sheep presented a significant challenge. Counting them in the pre-dawn dark, especially when you were only 6 years old, felt like an endless chore. Skip, whose given name was Wren, had been called Skip since she was 9. She began, as expected, by counting one at a time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The sheep, however, rarely cooperated. They shifted, nudged each other, and milled around. It was easy to lose her place, and even harder to pick up the count again. By the time Wren turned 8, she could count to 100 reasonably well. Still, the process was mind-numbingly boring. One morning, a new idea sparked. She started to cheat. She didn't call it cheating, not exactly. In her mind, she was simply speeding up. She would point at one sheep and say 1, then she would point to another and say 2, but then, instead of pointing to the next single sheep, she would gesture broadly at 2 sheep and declare 3, 4. She repeated the motion, pointing at another pair and announcing 5, 6. The sheep themselves hadn't changed their positions much, yet Wren's count had transformed. She was now counting 2 at a time, moving by 2s.
She tried this new method the very next morning. It worked. She reached 100 sheep in only 50 counts, cutting her time in half. The total number remained the same. The sheep, she noted with a small secret smile, had not noticed the difference. Emboldened, she experimented further. She tried counting by 3s, then by 5s. The method grew more efficient with each attempt. By the time she was 9, her father overheard her one morning at the night pen. He had considered teaching Wren formal arithmetic, but decided she wasn't ready. Now he heard a rapid-fire recitation. 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, 56, 63, 70, 77. He stopped mid-stride, on his way to check the fences. He listened intently. He had never heard a 9-year-old count by 7s with such speed and precision. "Wren," he asked, his voice a low rumble, "how did you learn that?" Wren paused her counting. "It's faster," she explained, shrugging. "The sheep don't know the difference. I count by 7s. I get to 336 in 48 counts. Then I just count the last 6 sheep one at a time. The whole flock takes me about half as long now." Her father, a man who thought deeply even without academy training, sat down on the night pen fence. He looked at his daughter, a flicker of understanding in his eyes. "Wren," he said slowly, "you are doing multiplication."
Wren had never heard this word. "What is multiplication?" she asked, tilting her head. "It's when you count one number a certain number of times," her father explained. 48 sevens is 336. That's exactly what you just said. You are multiplying 48 by 7, all in your head, without writing it down." Wren considered this. "I'm only skipping," she insisted. Her father smiled, a warm, knowing expression. "Yes," he agreed. "Skipping is multiplication. They are the same thing. The academy people write it as 48 times 7, and they get the same answer. You're doing it in your head while you count sheep. It's the very same operation. Ren's eyes widened. A new world of numbers seemed to open before her. What about 48 times 8? She asked, curiosity sparking. Try it, her father encouraged. Count by eights 48 times. Ren began, her brow furrowed in concentration. She got to 384. She started over twice. Eights were definitely harder than sevens, requiring more focus. Her father pulled a small slate from his pouch and scratched out 48 times 8 equals 384. The two answers, her mental calculation and his written one, agreed perfectly.
Ren was hooked. The world of numbers, once a tedious chore, now shimmered with possibility. By the time she was 13, Ren could count by any number up to 12. Her mental agility with numbers grew sharper with each passing year. By 15, she could compute any times table answer for digits 1 through 12, all in her head, without needing paper or a counting frame. The family no longer asked her to count sheep. Instead, they relied on her to calculate the family's precise grain requirements for the winter, a task that demanded careful, accurate sums. When she was 18, she encountered the academy through a traveling scholar who stopped at Tally. The scholar, impressed by her quick calculations for a local merchant, remarked, "You should not be counting sheep. You should be teaching multiplication." Ren had never considered such a thing. She spent the next year thinking about it, turning the idea over and over in her mind like a smooth river stone. The following spring, she walked the 10 miles to Tally, caught a wagon to the next town, then boarded a boat to the academy capital. She arrived, demonstrated her unique abilities, and was admitted. She has been at the academy for 13 years now. She is universally called Skip, even by her father, who visits twice a year. She still refers to multiplication as skipping. Over the years, the academy has adopted her terminology for younger children. They understand skip counting long before they grasp the abstract concept of multiplication. It's the same operation, but Skip's word is the kinder, more accessible one. In her classroom, Skip begins every first day lesson the same way. She writes on the board, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Then she turns to the class, her expression bright and inviting. "What comes next?" she asks. The children, without fail, chorus, 12. Skip smiles. "Yes, how did you know?"
The children always reply that they were skipping by twos. "That is multiplication," Skip tells them, her voice clear and enthusiastic. "Multiplication is skipping. 2 times 5 is 10. Because you skip by 2 5 times and you land on 10. There is no other secret to it. The entire times table is built this way." The children invariably look surprised. They've been told multiplication was a difficult, complex thing. Skip is telling them it's just skip counting, a game they've played since they were 5. A ripple of understanding and relief spreads through the room. Skip, energetic and often leaning forward in her chair, sometimes counts under her breath when she's bored. She understands their surprise. "It is not a difficult thing," she assures them. "It is just faster than counting one at a time. The sheep taught me this. They are still out in the hills, counting themselves very slowly, one by one. They do not yet know about skipping." When children ask if multiplication is hard, Skip always offers the same simple truth. "It is not hard. It is just skipping. Pick a number to skip by. Count how many skips you make. The landing place is the answer. That is everything you need to know about multiplication." She still goes home to Tally twice a year. She still counts the sheep, but only at supper with her father, and only as a running joke between them. The sheep, she has noticed, are very much the same.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Skip. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.